Filthy Rich, written by Wendy Holden and read by Jilly Bond.
Chapter 1. Mary Longshot looked at herself in the mirror. It hung, bevel-edged and age-spotted, in its carved gilt frame, on the wall between two of the stately windows. The light through the long Georgian panes was bright, yet subdued. It fell lovingly on Mary, giving the pale oval of her face a creamy glow, and deepening the green of her thickly lashed, wide-apart eyes. Her thick hair, tumbling about her shoulders, and the dark brown of black coffee, shone too. Mary shook it, surprised at its shimmer, considering it had not been brushed since this morning. Bed hair. Four-poster bed hair in her case. Taking the scrunchie from her slim wrist, she pushed thick handfuls through it, tucking any further stray wisps behind her discreet white ears. She twitched her small, tip-tilted nose and smiled at herself, grateful for the still fine cheekbones, the generous pink mouth, and the lack of lines, despite being over the threshold of 30. She was still pretty. Very pretty, Monty said. But then he would, Mary thought indulgently. The green eyes in the mirror laughed back at her. She was aware, as she stood, tall, slender and straight-backed before the row of windows, of the room extending behind her. The central salon was the house's most important room. Built to receive esteemed guests and reinforce the family's status, her predecessors as Lady of the Manor would have had their greatest successes here. Mary often imagined them at balls and parties, their diamonds winking in the candlelight, their pearls glowing, their silks rustling, their perfume trailing as they worked the ornate room, seemingly relaxed but with bright eyes everywhere, introducing this person to that person, tweaking that situation, supplying a rejoinder to this remark, laughing at that one and conducting, in the subtlest manner possible, the complex and demanding symphony of a brilliant social occasion. There was no trace of such events now. The room was silent. The last notes of the orchestra had died out long ago, the candles blown out, and the last guests had been gone for years. Rather to Mary's relief, it had to be said. She was gentle and timid, and parties terrified her. She would have been happy in the kitchen, sending up the syllabubs, rarebits, champagne jellies and whatever else people at such parties expected. But being out in the spotlight, the social motor of a brilliant occasion, it made her feel queasy to think about it. Mary gazed down the flight of wide, shallow steps, which led from the mansion's grey stone portico to the drive, which, despite its patchy gravel and sprouting weeds, wound with a nonchalant magnificence between the trees in the park towards the far distant gates and western moor beyond them. She imagined, without actually hearing it, the fizzing sound, faint but unmistakable, of a lark. There were lots of larks on the moor, singing away as if lacking a care in the world. They never failed to make her feel better, or to remind her how beautiful it was up here, even on a drizzly afternoon in early June like this one. But drizzle could be delicious. Wetness on leaves, grass or flowers seemed to release all the pent-up scent within. A rose after rainfall had to be the sweetest smell in the world. The diamond raindrops on the petals cold to the nose, a sweet powdery scent as if the whole of summer had been distilled into the tight twists of one pink flower. She couldn't just stand here, Mary knew. There were things to do, as there always were. But dragging herself away from the view was difficult. It was so familiar and yet never the same.